Biden says businesses should stop gouging. Okay, you first. I'm Scott Ott with Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, and this episode of Right Angle is brought to you by the members at BillWhittle.com. And gentlemen, I read a column by a Heritage Foundation writer whose name is E.J. Antoni, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. Ooh, sexy. And he was talking about how President Biden is constantly harping on grocery stores, for example, other businesses as well, but grocery stores, and is telling them that they need to stop price gouging, and that people can't afford to pay their high prices anymore. And Steve Green, much like last week when we did an episode on Argentinian President Javier Milei giving a lecture on economics to the Conservative Political Action Conference, I feel like we're getting another opportunity to do that. And I think we should do this every week from now until they get it. But Steve, this Antoni fellow who works for the Heritage Foundation says, listen, Mr. President, inventory costs rise as the government prints more money, devaluing the currency so that dollars don't go as far. And in fact, if you look at the data over the last 3 years, things like bread and lunch meat and dairy products and eggs rose anywhere from 20 to 40% in prices, in price. But prices rose overall about 18% for businesses and about 18% for consumers, which sounds like the businesses may simply be passing on their increased cost to consumers, much of that increased cost being caused by the devaluing of the currency. In other words, things are more expensive for everybody. Steve, how much lecturing do we need to take from the White House about price gouging businesses?
Well, they can shut the hell up over at the White House as far as I'm concerned. It's nothing but lies, deflection,
gaslighting.
Scaremongering, straw men, and all the rest. Look, last I read, and I haven't seen anything over the years to make me think that this has changed at all, grocery stores run on razor-thin margins of about 2%. That's their massive profit. If you spend a dollar there, the grocery store chain, just the whole big company, they're making 2 cents on that dollar you spent. And it's not just inflation, although I get back to that in a sec. There's so much stupid regulation going on, especially in the meat industry, whatever kind of cattle you're raising, particularly in cattle. Here in Colorado, our idiots passed a law. I think it went into effect last year that I'm sorry, I mispronounced Democrats. My bad. Our idiots passed a law. Oh, there I go again. That the chickens have to be all the chickens here are free range. And as a result, we have some of the most expensive eggs in the nation. So we've got happy chickens and unhappy poor people who are probably voting for the idiots who passed this law. It's absurd. And you've got that on top of inflation. There was a report I saw earlier today that we're now at a point in our moderate Joe returning normalcy to Washington that we are adding $1 trillion to the debt every 100 days. That's more than $3 trillion a year. And what that means is, Scott, this goes right back to the Heritage Foundation report. And what was the name of that department this guy writes in?
This is the Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget.
I thought it was the Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget, because that's what all the other guys, all the other departments at Heritage call the party department. $1 trillion every 100 days. That's more than $3 trillion a year. That money is conjured up out of nowhere. It's every single dime of that is funny money. The Treasury Department prints up bonds and people buy them, and then there it is. So it's just, I'm trying to get my head around this, but if you look at certain segments of the economy, if you look at the federal deficit, which is all these trillions of dollars every year, if you look at America's record credit card debt, and by the way, that is, it's record adjusted for inflation. If you look at all of this debt we're racking up, if you subtract that from this marvelous, you know, boom year we just had with, oh, all of this economic growth, we're in recession. The economy is shrinking aside from all of this debt that we're racking up at high interest rates. Credit cards are, I think the really good credit cards are charging 19%. And if your credit is less than good, I think it's up to 30%. All of these treasuries are going out at higher interest rates. So we're assuming all of this higher debt. And that is the growth, Scott. This boom time, it's all borrowed. It's all made up. It's all imaginary. And it's going to come due. And my only fear is we're going to have a Republican back in the White House when the next crisis comes. And he's going to get the blame for all of this. All of this stuff that is right on the Biden administration, their spending, their regulation, and their lies.
Bill Whittle, you might forgive the average American if they don't have an economics degree, or you might applaud them. But, you know, most people don't know the ins and outs of economics. But there is a sense, and they've been wrestling with this at the White House for months now, in which people understand that it's something's wrong, even though they're being told that the economy is going great. And yet they hear the president lecturing businesses, and Steve is right. I mean, if in any retail business, if you can make a nickel on a dollar, you're going to be a king. I mean, that would be amazing. People, I think, they understand what happens when you go to the grocery store and you see those prices increasing. My question is, do you think they fully understand that it's not their local grocer or the grocery chain that is taking advantage of something and jacking up prices, but in fact, they're merely operating in the economy as it is today?
Well, this whole thing is a pitch that continues down the path that we've seen since Barack Obama, who was popular. I think he was evil, but he was popular. Now what they're doing now with Joe Biden, who's both evil and unpopular, is just concentrating their message more and more and more on their core audience. They need to make sure they're so generally unpopular that they, to have any chance at all, they need to make sure that their core, hardcore supporters show up in large numbers. And this is the group of progressives who are driven by this socialist idea of envy. If things cost money, it's because there are greedy people keeping the money. And all of these greengrocers are just rolling in the lettuce, if you'll pardon the expression, because they're gouging people. And what they don't realize is that, and you would think that after, I don't know, a century and a half of this, they'd have figured it out, but apparently some people are just impenetrable. It's not in the interest for a grocer to make food as expensive as possible. I'll pull a Joe Biden here. It's in their interest to make it as inexpensive as possible. You make more money by lowering prices.
Yeah.
This is something they do not understand. There is a sweet spot, and I covered this when I did the segment on fundamental economics on money and what does it cost to mow a lawn. Well, if you're the guy with the lawnmower, you want $100 to mow a lawn. Now, this, of course, being recorded in March of 2024, when the idea of costing $100 to mow your lawn was considered to be exorbitant, instead of, you know, wow, what a bargain, who can I call, which is what it's going to be in a year from now. But for example, let's say that you wanted to, if you've got the lawnmower, you want to get paid $100 to mow a small lawn. If you own the house, you want to pay $1 to have the lawn mowed. And the price is determined by the two of you agreeing more or less that if I pay a dollar, I'm underpaying for the lawn. There are people who this guy can find who will pay more than a dollar to have their lawn mown. Likewise, if the guy's charging $100, the guy in the home can say, well, there are guys who are going to mow my lawn for a lot less than $100. You end up somewhere around $35, $40, whatever the case may be. There is a sweet spot, but everybody wants the lowest possible price, and that's how you sell as many things as possible. How inexpensive can I make this top quality car? Because I will sell so many more of them if they're half the price than I will if they're at full price. And this is one of the fundamental laws of running a business. You want to keep your costs as low as possible to the consumer, because the lower your costs are, the lower your prices are, the more of these things you're going to sell. You were talking about how a grocery store might make. You said if you made a nickel on a dollar in retail business, you'd be a king. Most people don't really understand how this works. But what that basically is saying is, if we have a dollar of income and it only costs us 95 cents to make that dollar of income, we make a nickel on the dollar. So what retail business is it's a giant factory, and it's a factory that spits out nickels. Money comes in, money goes out, and it spits out nickels. It's not spitting out dollars. Dollars are coming in, dollars are going out. It's spitting out nickels. That's what it does. And the more you crank the handle, the more nickels you get. The more you crank the handle, the more nickels you get. The lower the price, the more handle cranking you can do. And it's just that simple. But some people are incapable of understanding these simple things, Scott. And we call these people progressives. Steve calls them Democrats. I don't see much of a difference. But in any event, people like this should not be allowed to be running grocery stores, let alone running the country. And to blame the inflation that is entirely the fault of this administration on simple shopkeepers is not only just wrong, it's just low. It's just mean-spirited, it's petty, it's unpresidential, it's undignified, it's unseemly, and it's low.
It's funny. I think we all understand economics when we think about ourselves. You know, we all want to make more money, but then we want to go to places and buy things cheap. And so one of the ways that we can buy things cheap at other places is if they don't pay their people more money. So, you know, so there's this constant cycle of like, you know, I want what I want, but I don't want you to get what you want because that makes everything that I want cost more. And so it won't help me if I make more money because ultimately I wind up not being able to buy either less or about the same amount as I could before. And so the same people who are telling us that businesses are price gouging are also telling us that businesses should be required to pay their employees a lot more for not producing a lot more. To increase minimum wages and the like, to, as Steve pointed out, to add regulations that add cost to businesses. We want them to do all those good things. And then we think that somehow that's going to be paid for by these giant heaps of money that the guys with the big wallets are sitting on top of. And even the Biden administration attacks businesses and say, look, you can reduce prices because you're making record profits. When they say that, they don't take into account the devalued currency. And that's so right. In reality, the actual dollar numbers are higher, but they're not taking into account the fact that those dollars don't buy what they used to. So everybody lives in the same economy, and businesses want to stay in business. And one of the ways you stay in business is by charging just a little bit more than the product or service costs in order to produce. And that, I think, makes sense to most people. Basically, you want to charge enough so that you can keep doing it. Like if you're an employee of somebody, you don't want to get paid what you're worth. You want to get paid a little less than what you're worth. If you get paid what you're worth, the business can't afford you anymore. So you have to make just a little bit less than what you're worth because they are essentially making a profit on your labor. And if we understood those kinds of concepts, we would laugh politicians out of the room when they said nonsense like this and when they claimed that somehow businesses were price gouging but government isn't, and that somehow there's this just big pile of cash laying around somewhere that these fat cats are hoarding. These people not only have to make enough to pay back their costs, they need to make enough to pay back their investors. And who are their investors? Well, a lot of nice school teachers and firemen and police officers whose pension funds are invested in the stock market. And those profits have to keep growing in order for those teachers and policemen and firefighters to have good retirements. Or maybe even you would like to have a nice retirement from the growth of your stock. Well, that happens if the companies can make a profit and they can return some of that to their shareholders and they can use some of it to buy new inventory and they can use some of it to increase their technology, to make their service better, and to reduce their overall costs. It's not that hard. But the president seems to struggle mightily with this concept. I hope by hearing these ideas over and over, we will be less tolerant and more likely to struggle with him when it comes to the polling places that we visit in November. For Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, I'm Scott Ott. Thanks to the members at BillWhittle.com for making Right Angle possible.